Random House Audio presents Talking to the Dead by Harry Bingham. Read for you by Cyril Jenkins.
Dance first, think later. It's the natural order. Samuel Beckett. Chapter 1. Interview, October 2006. Beyond the window, I can see three kites hanging in the air over Butte Park. One blue, one yellow, one pink. Their shapes are precise, as though stenciled. From this distance, I can't see the lines that tether them, so when the kites move, it's as though they're doing so of their own accord. An all-encompassing sunlight has swallowed depth and shadow. I observe all this as I wait for DCI Matthews to finish rearranging the documents on his desk. He shuffles the last file from the stack before him to a chair in front of the window. The office is still messy, but at least we can see each other now.
There, he says.
I smile. He holds up a sheet of paper. The printed side is facing him, but against the light from the window, I see the shape of my name at the top. I smile again. Not because I feel like smiling, but because I can't think of anything sensible to say. This is an interview. My interviewer has my CV. What does he want me to do, applaud? He puts the CV down on the desk in the only empty patch available. He starts to read it through line by line, marking off each section with his forefinger as he does so. Education, A-levels, university, interests, referees. His finger moves back to the centre of the page. University.
Philosophy.
I nod. Why are we here? What's it all about? That sort of thing. Not exactly.